Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I want to start out by just making a statement here. I think we'd all agree that we would all want to root on a sports team that you would leave the game guaranteed to always be a winner. We all want that. And sometimes that doesn't happen. You have games like last night, 42-7. And you leave the game and you don't feel all that great. Well, this morning I'd like for you to think about church. When you come to church, this is a place that you come, I guarantee you, you always leave a winner. Because Jesus won the victory for us on the cross. He wants you to be on his team, and he wants you at the end of the service to leave and share that victory and the great blessings he gives with his grace and mercy with those in our neighborhood. So you always leave here a winner, guaranteed, 100%. Before we begin this morning and hear about that, we are going to share some announcements. The first is that Peace is hosting a conflict resolution seminar. Peace is the site for this, but it's actually sponsored by the Philomath Pastors Association. It's going to be Saturday, October 28th. And the purpose of this seminar is to build stronger relationships and stronger connections that those that we live around. So it should be a very worthwhile event. The cost is $25. There are scholarships available. Come and see me if you'd like to go, and if costs are prohibiting you from attending. The next thing that I would share is that a very exciting event is coming back to our area, Feed My Starving Children. You may remember a couple years ago we were the host for Feed My Starving Children at the Benton County Fairgrounds. They are coming back. Suburban Christian Church is the sponsor this time. And if you remember, the goal is to collect somewhere around $23,000 and to have 500 volunteers. And the community was such a success in the community that churches banded together, and we think, no problem, we can do this as partners in this event. If you'd like to collect coins over the next month, if you look back on the countertop here in the sanctuary, there are boxes to collect coins over the next month as we move closer to that date. We have also secured 35 positions at Peace to serve at the event. If you would like to attend, it's Friday night, November 3rd, from 6:30 to 8:30. It's just a great time. And how many of you here participated in that a couple of years ago? Quite a few people. Go ahead and seek someone out. Ask them about the event, if it was worthwhile. And come and talk to Callie if you'd like to attend. She's right here. November 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30. That's a Friday night. Other announcements to share this morning. Our president, Todd Mueller.
All right. You may have heard this already. October 29th is Reformation Sunday. The council has decided that the offering plate from that Sunday service should go to a special event, to something special. Some ideas have come up, but we're looking for more ideas that we can take that offering and donate it as kind of a lump sum to one group or one person. If you have any ideas on where that should go, mention it to Pastor or one of the elders or myself, and then we will talk about that and try and come up with something. Second, you've probably heard this already. We've kind of been researching for the last year or so ways to help people who can't hear very well during the church service. What we've gotten down to is we need to know how many people are going to utilize the system so we can best come up with a good unit for that. So if you are somebody who needs help hearing during the service, or you know of somebody who helps hearing during the service, get their name to Pastor or, again, myself or one of the elders, so we can get a good solid number of how many of these units we're going to need. You know, if the number's 2, well, then we go this way. If the number's 15, well, then we have to go that way. So we're getting close on that. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd. Really important announcements there. Yeah. Peggy.
I want to invite everybody to participate in an in-gathering we're going to be doing for Love, Inc. And they've asked for us to help with their layettes. So they would like lotion, shampoo, baby body wash, the baby wipes, but please no baby powder. And we will be there'll be a box in the narthex, and we'll be collecting items October 8th and 15th for Love Inc. And then this Thursday at 1 o'clock is Ladies Guild, and invite you all to come to that.
Okay.
Yep, Sue.
Travel size, shampoos, whatnot, or regulars?
Well, I don't think they told us, so whatever you bring, they'll use.
I am the lead person for Peace Lutheran Church in helping out at the men's homeless shelter that will be starting up in about a month. I know we have helped and participated in this in the past, have been off for a year or two, but we're going to participate again for a week in November. I'm not exactly sure which week it is. But those of you who have helped in the past, I hope you will help again. And I could open this up to all of you. Need men and women. Peace Lutheran will take 1 week from a Sunday to a Saturday to man, to staff, the overnight shelter that's going to be in South Corvallis this year. So I will be coming up and rattling your cage, or you come up and see me and say, Rob, I'd be glad to help. Need men and women and young children, young adults, to come and help staff in the evening. It's from about 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night, and need some people to help make some food and bring. So contact me if you'd like to help out on that, and I will be contacting some of you. Thank you.
$3,000. $3,000 is our minimum goal that we would like to reach for our bazaar earnings. This is what we need to cover our charities and the expenses, the scholarships, things that we fund. That's where the monies go. We have a 6-hour window to do this in. We will be open between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. that Saturday. So this is why we are asking for a quantity of items to sell, because we have such a short period of time to do that. Also, I'm having a bazaar meeting directly after the guild meeting this coming Thursday, approximately 2 o'clock. Would like anybody that's interested to attend that, anybody that has already signed up to work that day in any capacity, or that would like to sign up to work in that area, in any given area. Large items. If you have any large items, say something that will not fit on a tabletop, if you could let us know so we could design the room for setup a little bit ahead of time to cover that, or also if you have items that are going to have to be hung. We're not really set up for that real good, so we need to have a heads up on that so we can plan for it. Kay wanted me to tell you that the deadline for the baskets is October 21st. That's in writing several places, but please get your items to her so she can get them put together. If they come in after that, we'll work with you.
Sally?
I know this sounds really early, but practices for the Children's Christmas Program start about a month from now, on November 5th. So if you have children, grandchildren, friends, or neighbors who would like to be in our Christmas program, please let either Colleen or me know. Usually the ages are from about 3 through high school. They do need to be able to attend all the practices because other people depend on speaking parts and so forth. So if you're interested, if you have anybody, we'd love to have them. Just let us know. Thank you.